Welcome to Health Matters Live with myself, Dr. Janine Baring. It's so great to have you here. So this is a new format for this show. I hope that you love it. Today we're talking a bunch of different topics. So we are talking weight loss. We are also talking constipation and natural things that you can do for constipation. Vitiligo, I've had a ton of questions on this. Tinnitus as well, if you've seen some of my latest posts, all about ringing in the ears. I've got some hacks and some tips for you. And I would like to say hello to you all. So thank you to everyone who's streaming live today and watching, of course, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube as well. Now we do have our trivia section coming up. So this week we're playing for the Vita Detox, and this is from our fantastic sponsors at Vita Tree, who allow to make this Health Matters show possible in the first place. So we thank our sponsors at Vita Tree. And I want to say congratulations to last week's winner, and that was Sweet Jerry 21. Congratulations. You are the winner of our Vita Tree Fat Factors. So it's so great to have you all participating. Again, the quiz section comes closer to the end of the show, so don't go anywhere. You're going to love it. And it's just your participation that counts. You don't need to answer the questions correctly. I just want to see that you are participating and you're having fun along with myself during this show. Okay, so let's get started with the show. Never eat bread until you hear about what I'm going to share with you right now. So bread is a controversial food, and is it actually a healthy food? Well, we have to ask ourselves. And one of the problems with bread is that grains typically are very high in something called glyphosate. And this is something that is used in the farming industry. It's notorious now. It's got such a bad rap, and for a good reason, as being a pesticide that allows for especially genetically modified foods, wheat being a big one. And this is why a lot of people have gluten sensitivities and sensitivities to grains, because of this glyphosate. And glyphosate is going to muck up your mitochondrial health. And we know that the mitochondrial diseases is something that is very prevalent. So cancer, autoimmune disorders, lupus, MS, all of these autoimmune conditions are very much related to our mitochondrial health. And the other problem with grains is that they're also high in deuterium. Now, deuterium is heavy water, and this is something that, in terms of foods that are grown above the surface of the earth, tend to have less deuterium. Anything that is below the surface of the earth, a lot of the grains contain a lot more deuterium, and they will collect more deuterium, and this will also slow down those nanomotors in your mitochondria. And this is where our bodies produce energy. So if you do love your grains and you're not making it yourself and it's from conventional wheat, then this could be a big problem. There's a lot of preservatives, of course, in bread as well. And gluten, we know definitely gluten intolerances is on the rise. A lot of people just simply can't handle gluten. Why is that? Well, gluten tends to be very detrimental to the tight junctions in your gut. So we have something in our gut, and these are called tight junctions, and we want them to be nice and close together. When they open up, then this has an impact on our ability to now have our immune system reacting to things that are passing through those tight junctions. And if you've heard of leaky gut syndrome, that's basically what it is. And gluten tends to really compromise those tight junctions in the small intestine. Now, the other problem about bread is that we know that it can spike our blood glucose levels and be compromising, of course, if you are trying to lose weight. Maybe not one of the best things to be consuming. Now, research has found, and this is really interesting, and my tip here is definitely if you are going to eat bread, limit it. So make it yourself if you can. Use a higher quality grain if you can. Maybe not wheat, but there are better types of wheat as well, something that I've shared in other videos. If you're going to have your carbs, eat them maybe a little bit later in the day and later in the meal. So if you start your meal with your proteins and your healthy fats, you can have your carbs at the end of the meal. This will help to balance out that spike in your blood glucose level, so it won't affect you quite as much. Now, the study has shown, which is really interesting, that is that if you freeze your bread, it actually helps to decrease the glycemic index of the bread. So researchers in this study found that freezing bread and then defrosting it and eating it, or then even toasting it, is even better. But just freezing it and then consuming it helps to decrease that glycemic index by 31%. If you freeze it, then you toast it as well, that decrease in that glycemic index was 37%. So there's a caveat here. Now, when you are making this resistant starch by freezing the bread, if you have IBS, compromised immune system, leaky gut syndrome, you're sensitive to gluten. If this is you, you have a lot of gas and bloating, you may not want to do this, because that resistant starch can be a little bit harsh on your microbiome, and not everybody is going to be able to tolerate that. But I hope this is new information. I want to hear from you in the comments if you've heard this before. And this is why I like to share some of the latest research on, you know, what you can do to help in terms of your digestion. Now, here's another topic that I get a lot of questions about: plant-based meat. So you may never want to eat plant-based meat again after you hear some of this information. So it has been found in one study that human cells take in less protein. So that protein is not as well absorbed from a plant-based meat as compared to, and in the study they were comparing it up against chicken. So interesting to note. So people that and vegetarians that are trying to eat a more plant-based diet, trying to get enough protein content in their diet, are they actually absorbing enough of that protein from these plant-based products? Now, the other thing that was most recently in the news was that the most popular and probably controversial plant-based burgers were recalled. And this was in Ontario and Quebec. So here in Canada, they were recalled due to pieces of wood found in those plant-based burgers. So again, you have to ask yourself. Now, when I look at the ingredient lists of this very popular plant-based burger, some ingredients are red flags for me, and I'm just going to say, I mean, this is my own personal opinion, and you've probably heard me talk about a lot of these ingredients before. Pea protein, everybody who knows me, you know that I hate pea protein. I don't like the taste, the consistency. It's very cheap and inexpensive way, and a lot of, you know, protein powders are made with pea protein. I don't like it. Canola oil. How do I feel about canola oil? If you've watched me before, the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the PUFAs, they're highly refined. It's GMO. Not a good thing to be ingesting. There's mung bean protein in here as well in these plant-based burgers. Methyl cellulose. So what is that? That is a filler used in the vitamin industry as well. Basically, it's like wood chips. So it's not surprising to me that because of pieces of wood were found in the plant-based burgers here in Ontario and in Quebec. Potassium chloride is a very high in salt, of course, we know, as well as some of the synthetic vitamins are in here as well, which everybody knows that is not the best way to get your vitamins. You always want to get your vitamins from whole food sources. So things like niacin, pyridoxine, hydrochloride, I've got other posts about these, thiamine hydrochloride, which is your vitamin B1, riboflavin, vitamin B2, folic acid. Don't like folic acid. Again, you always want to take folate. And here's my favorite, well, of course, my least favorite, cyanocobalamin is in these burgers as well, which is the synthetic form of vitamin B12, which is cyanide plus cobalamin. So if you've not seen my other posts about, you know, healthy versus not healthy and natural vitamins, make sure you check those out. So the other issue with the plant-based meats is that peas are actually legumes. So people who have severe allergies to legumes like peanuts need to be a little bit cautious when eating some of these pea protein types of veggie burgers, because they do contain these allergenic ingredients. So now we have our viewer spotlight. So thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. And we share in every show some great feedback from one of our viewers. So this week's viewer spotlight is Beverly Brown. And Beverly said, and this was regarding to one of my YouTube videos, "This is absolutely fantastic," all in caps, information. Thanks for sharing. So thank you, Beverly. Thanks for all the great feedback, and continue to send in your positive comments, your feedback, what you've learned from my content and my channel. And if you're just tuning in, this is Health Matters, and today we are talking about weight loss, constipation, vitiligo. I've got some hacks for burning belly fat, so don't go anywhere. We're streaming live on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. I want to say some quick shout outs to Max Johnson 166 and Paris Anon. Hello on TikTok. Nice to see you on Facebook. Hello, Sherry, Sonia, Arletta. Great to have you all here. Okay, let's talk a little bit about snacking. So is snacking good for us? And you may never snack again until you hear this information. So researchers have now found and proved that snacking influences our insulin levels, and not in a good way. So insulin resistance, we know, is linked to spiking our blood glucose levels consistently throughout the day. We don't want to do that. And based on the research that I know now and what I've changed in my own routines in terms of eating, you don't want to be snacking. You want to allow your body to get a little bit hungry. Now, setting up all of your hormones, your enzymes, to be able to digest your meals properly. And I think a lot of people are doing this wrong. Back in the day, they used to say, okay, you have to have six small meals a day, especially if you want to lose weight. Well, based on the research now, that is definitely not the way you want to go. And insulin resistance, we know, is linked to leptin resistance. And this all has to do with our hormonal signaling, as to giving our brain the information whether we need to make more fat or burn off more fat. And of course, a lot of people, I think, would agree that if you tune into my content in terms of weight loss and body composition and wanting to lose weight, that we often want to do whatever we can to burn off this stubborn fat. So don't go anywhere, because like I said, I do have some tips coming up for burning especially that belly fat. So that's coming up in just a moment. Now, we also know that insulin resistance and leptin resistance also make us fat, and it can cause a lot of inflammation in the body, can make us very tired, and can also alter our circadian rhythms. And a lot of what my latest research is looking at, balancing our circadian rhythms, getting in sync with nature, really, really important in terms of our overall health and to be able to slow down that aging process. Now, it's interesting when we talk about snacking that in this study, it was found that a regular meal pattern, including breakfast and having more of our energy consumption in our foods during the day and earlier in the day, reducing the meal frequency. So just having 2 to 3 meals per day with regular fasting periods, usually throughout the night, you're fasting, had many physiological benefits, such as reduced inflammation, improved circadian rhythmicity, so that's very important, increased autophagy, which is your body's cleanup mechanism, really important for anti-aging, and for longevity, stress resistance, and also modulating the gut microbiota. So that is really interesting what the researchers are now looking at, that having less meals and of course not snacking definitely is in the science now, proving that that is going to have especially a benefit for balancing your hormones, but also for increasing your longevity. So here, you may have heard this quote before, eat like a king in the morning, so that's a good hearty breakfast, a prince at noon, so you're still gonna have good food consumption at noontime, and a peasant at dinner. So really decreasing your caloric load at the end of the day, that really helps with your melatonin secretion for good sleep. Helps to get your body in sync with nature as Mother Nature intended. So there you have it. So that was all about snacking. Now let's go on to constipation, and I want to share with you 5 of the best foods for constipation that you probably haven't heard. Okay, so number 1 on my list is dark chocolate. And of course, with dark chocolate, you want to look for at least 75% and above of your dark chocolate, which contains natural magnesium. And we know that magnesium is a very important mineral in terms of keeping the bowels moving. Number 2 on the list is grass-fed butter. Now, grass-fed butter helps our microbiome. It contains butyric acid, which helps to feed our good gut bacteria, really important for proper digestion, and probably one of the foods that you haven't heard that can help with constipation. So make sure if you are consuming butter that it is definitely grass-fed. That makes a big difference. Okay, number 3 on the list for foods for constipation are berries. Now, berries contain a lot of those phytonutrients that are so important for our overall health, for that free radical, and protecting against free radical damage. But also these phytonutrients are so important because they're now contained in a food being berries that are low in sugar. So it's not gonna have that same effect as spiking your blood glucose levels at, you know, as compared to things like the tropical fruits like mangoes and other very sweet fruits, which we have to limit, especially when we're fixing our leptin resistance, which you know from my other videos. Okay, number 4 on the list is seafood. So I bet you haven't heard of that for helping with your constipation. And the reason for this is that most of the, you know, fantastic minerals that we need, things like iodine, important for our thyroid, and that thyroid and constipation link is definitely there. So you want to make that connection, making sure that your thyroid is optimized. And that's why seafood is fantastic, has the naturally occurring iodine, but also the other minerals. So things like zinc, things like magnesium as well, to help to keep things moving. So that's really important. And number five on the list as the best food for constipation, figs. So figs are fantastic. They are such and have such a bountiful amount of fiber, which is fantastic for keeping things moving. Now, if you are watching your sugar levels, again, you want to take this with a lot of water. And in this study, it found that figs are really helpful. And this was a randomized placebo-controlled trial, and they found that the figs were very helpful for helping not only with the constipation, with even the abdominal discomfort, which can go along with when your bowels are backed up, to help with that as well. So you just have to watch the sugar. So if you are sugar sensitive, again, having your figs towards the end of a meal, not on an empty stomach, and later, a little bit later in the day, is going to help to keep your balanced insulin levels and your leptin signaling as well. Okay, so now I've got some tips and some of the other causes of constipation that you may not have heard. So one of the causes of constipation could be lack of movement. So of course, that's going to be one of the tips, as well as your ileocecal valve can be blocked. And this is something that I've got specific videos on, how to release that ileocecal valve and do that maneuver on yourself or on children or on other ones. You can definitely check out that video on my YouTube channel. Really, really important to know, especially if you're constipated, to open up that ileocecal valve. As well, another cause of constipation can be circadian mismatches, a lot of stress, an unhealthy microbiome, we know, if you're not grounded, and that's really important, and lack of enough sunlight. So the sunlight actually entrains our microbiome to be able to digest food and to move it through our system. And of course, dietary causes of constipation are a factor as well. So what are my tips for constipation? Well, number one is follow Mother Nature's prescription. One of the things that you can do is expose your belly, expose your abdomen to the sunlight, especially in the morning. The infrared and the red light and the blue light will help to entrain your microbiome to be able to digest your food. And that's really important. Make sure that you're having a good breakfast as well. Really important, especially for fixing your leptin resistance. Number two, as a tip for constipation, is to eat some of the foods that are best for constipation. So like we covered, the figs, fantastic, high fiber, dark chocolate, again, which is fantastic, and grass-fed butter. So start to incorporate these foods into your diet and you will love the effects. Number three, in terms of constipation, is to do the ileocecal valve massage. So like I said, if you don't know where the ileocecal valve is, it is in your midsection here. So if you go between your belly button and your hip bone, that part that sticks out on your hip on the right-hand side, and midway between there, that's where your ileocecal valve is. And there's a certain technique that I share, and that will help to release that valve, because often it's stuck for people, and that's something that you can do to help to relieve that constipation. It's amazing. Number four on the list for tips for constipation is to exercise. You got to do some movement. You want to get outside, move outdoors, and do your best to get things moving. This will help with the electrical signaling in your body as well. Number five for constipation is drink hot water. So hot water will help, and I'm not talking coffee, tea. We know the coffee and tea do help to get things moving, but I'm talking 10 cups of hot water throughout the day really helps to stimulate those bowels to get things moving. And number six is a mind-body connection tip, and this has to do with letting it go. So if you do have chronic constipation, you got to let it go. And talking about, you know, whether it's old stuck emotions, traumas, dramas, things that you're holding on to, just let it go. And whatever you need to do, if you need help in that department, always send us a little message, put a little comment, and we can refer you to other videos and tips how to do that. Okay, let's move on to, and I've had a ton of questions on vitiligo. So what is vitiligo? Well, this is that deep pigmentation of the skin when you are getting white patches, and it was very commonly found on the face, on the hands, on the legs, on the feet as well. And there's certain causes that you may not have heard of vitiligo. So some of them would be heavy metal toxicity. So heavy metals that you're exposed to in your environment, in your foods, even in your beauty products, is one of those causes, mercury being a big one, as well as lack of enough sunlight. So that is really important. You hear me talking and referencing getting out into the sun, really, really important in terms of treating vitiligo as well. EMF exposure, so those electromagnetic fields from our cell phones, from our Wi-Fi, and anything electrical that's in our life, we have to really mitigate our risks. I've got other videos on how to do that, so make sure you check them out. Blue light toxicity as well, because there's something called melanopsin in our eyes, and this can, and that blue light hitting that melanopsin at the wrong time of day and from too much of this blue light from our artificial lights in our environment can induce autoimmune skin conditions, and of course, vitiligo is just that. As well as that blue light can be very detrimental to our insulin levels and our leptin levels as well in our leptin signaling. Deficiency in certain vitamins can be related to vitiligo as well, so the B vitamins, iron deficiency can be related to this as well, and vitamin D deficiency. So that's why, again, the sunlight exposure, very, very important. Okay, so I've got 7 tips to help with vitiligo and to help to repigment the skin. So tip number 1 is to get some natural sunlight exposure. You want to build up your solar callus, as it's called. So that's getting small amounts. If you're not used to being out in the sun, I'm not saying go out and fry yourself. I'm saying build up your tolerance to that sun a little bit. It may be just 15 minutes and just a part of your body for the first day to build up that solar callus. Early morning sunlight is very important as well. We know that our UV is going to be midday, but early morning sunlight will help to prepare your skin for the rest of the day to actually be able to tolerate more of that UV. So I want you to build this up over time. And definitely check out my other videos on sunlight exposure and how to do it in a healthy way. More info is definitely going to be found there. Okay, number 2 as a tip for vitiligo is to do heavy metal detoxification. So there's different agents that you can take. Again, I've got a lot of videos and content on how to do full body detox, so make sure you check that out. Again, if you do have questions as you're watching this video, please put it in the comments and we'll be able to point you in the right direction. Number 3 on the list is organic foods, ideally, and free from glyphosate and pesticides. And this is really important. You want to eat as much as you can non-GMO foods because of this glyphosate problem. Really, really important. And this will help with getting that toxic load out of your body as well, because that toxicity is definitely related to the vitiligo. Tip number 4 is to cover your skin when you're indoors. Now, when you're outdoors, you want to show as much skin as possible and expose especially those areas where you may have vitiligo to that natural sunlight. But when you're indoors, you want to cover up your skin. Why? Because there's so much blue light toxicity in your indoor environment that this can be really damaging. Another tip is tip number 5 is to limit your blue light exposure that's getting into your eyes. So you want to definitely wear your blue light blocking glasses when you are indoors, especially if you're on screens. Something that's really going to have a positive impact for your leptin signaling as well, and that autoimmunity component of the vitiligo. So make sure that you have some good blue blocking glasses. Number 6 is to make sure that you are getting enough in terms of your essential vitamins and minerals. You may need to go into supplementation here, so whether that's vitamin D, the iron, the B vitamins as well, which we discussed as being related to developing vitiligo. And tip number 7 is, of course, to fix your leptin and your insulin resistance. So usually it's the leptin resistance that happens first before you get into the problem with your insulin resistance. So really, really important to fix the signaling molecules and hormones as it's related to the vitiligo and the autoimmunity and the inflammation as it's related to what's going on internally because of those hormones and what's going on in your environment. So if you're just tuning in, welcome in. This is Health Matters, and today I'm talking all about different subjects today. So this is all about tinnitus today. I've got tips on how to burn that belly fat coming right up in a few moments, so don't go anywhere. We're streaming live on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. It's so great to see you. Mike Carguy on TikTok. Hello, Sassy Girl 1905. Darl Hoffman 32. Nice to see you on TikTok. Crystal Soul 1980. Love Lee Stacy 777. So great to see you. Jackie Marie and Cindy Doherty 625 on TikTok. So great to see you. It is so nice to see you. And Arletta is asking, would whey protein help with leaky gut syndrome or psoriatic arthritis? Absolutely. So the functional whey protein that I often discuss, absolutely not all formulations are created equally. So Arletta, that's a great question. And for people who have more questions about, put it in the comments in YouTube, and then we can definitely point you in the right direction there. But absolutely, because we want to always fix those tight junctions, certain nutrients will do that, and the whey protein will help to do that if it's the right way. So make sure you're getting the right one. But great question. Okay, so let's go on. And I think somebody's talking in my ear, but I don't. Oh, there's a question on TikTok. Yep, go ahead. Will going out, oh, great question for the vitiligo. Will going out in the sun darken the dark parts of the vitiligo? And it can slightly, but not in a bad way, because eventually you want your skin to catch up. So again, this is where the dosing and how much exposure and how you're doing it. Of course, excessive exposure to UV sunlight is not in your best interest if it's not balanced out with early morning sunlight exposure and also sunset exposure. This is when the infrared and the red rays from the sun are higher. So you want to balance that all out. So yes, there is a potential of that happening to show a bit more contrast, but at the same time, you want the lighter skin to catch up to the normally colored skin and pigmentation with the vitiligo. So yeah, great question. I love that. Okay, let's talk a little bit now about tinnitus. I've had a ton of questions. I did a post and a couple posts actually now on tinnitus. So what are some of the causes of tinnitus? And of course, that is ringing in the ears. I know some people pronounce it tinnitus, and I had a lot of questions on that. It depends where you live and how you've been taught, but tinnitus is how I learned when I was at the naturopathic medical school, and we say tinnitus. But what are the causes? So definitely issues with brain toxicity. And again, coming back to those heavy metal toxins, so things like mercury, aluminum, can be a causative factor for tinnitus. Iron deficiency, a vitamin B12 deficiency can be related to this as well. And there's little hairs in the ears, and these hairs can be out of alignment. And that's why one of my tips coming up, which I shared as a TikTok, can be helpful for some people. I mean, it is amazing. And some of the feedback that I got on this was amazing. Now, some of the symptoms, of course, of tinnitus, if you don't know, and hopefully you are not suffering with tinnitus, you can hear noises, swooshing sounds, ringing in the ears is the typical thing that people, but there could be a buzzing sound as well. It can keep you up at night, which I know can be very troublesome. And usually it's worse when your ambient surroundings is very quiet. You're going to notice it even more so. So a lot of my patients in the past that with tinnitus that said, yeah, I don't really notice it during the day because there's noises and I'm talking and there's things happening. But at nighttime when you lie down and things are quiet, that's when you really notice it. And it can keep you up, which we know how detrimental that is for our health not to get a good night's sleep. So I've got four tips for you. So here are my four tips to relieve your tinnitus. So tip number one is to really think about doing some brain detoxification. Some of my favorite herbal medicines for this include ginkgo biloba, which really helps to increase that peripheral circulation and that circulation of those proper nutrients to the brain, which is really important, as well as bacopa. And bacopa has specific antioxidants, which help with brain detox, which is so important. I also love chlorella. So you heard me talking about brain detoxing, getting those heavy metals out. That's why I love chlorella, because it's a blue-green algae which helps to trap or chelate heavy metals, helps to get them out of the system. Tip number two is to do the ear pulling exercise. So what you're going to do is grab your earlobe, and I'm not going to do that. So ideally you don't have earrings on like I do, but you're going to grab just above where your ear is, and you're going to pull 5 times quickly. Now, don't pull too hard. People were joking about this on TikTok. Don't pull too hard. And no, I am not trying to mimic Carol Burnett, but you're going to pull 5 times quickly. Okay, here we go. And have we got this? Almost ready? I want you to see me on the close up. Okay, here we go. Ready? 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for some people, immediately you're going to get relief from your tinnitus. And I had some people actually commenting that had had tinnitus for years, and they did this once, and they had 90% relief from doing it just once. So you could do this a couple times a day. Again, you're not pulling too hard, but that can sometimes restructure those little hairs in the cochlea of the inner ear, and voila. So let me know how that goes for you. Now, another thing to consider is a B12 deficiency. So certainly if you're going to take a supplement, which a lot of people actually have to do because they're not absorbing their B12 in their gut. You want to look for something called adenosyl cobalamin in a whole food complex. So that's something that, again, if you've got questions about that, put it in the comments and we'll help to steer you in the right direction in terms of getting that proper B12 absorption. And taking a whole food iron complex is very important as well. So optimizing your iron levels, really important. Okay, I promised I was going to talk about burning belly fat. We're almost at the end of the show. We're not there yet, though, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk about burning belly fat, then we're getting to the quiz section, and we have a prize. You have the ability to potentially win a prize this week, so don't go anywhere. Okay, three tips how to lose that belly fat and keep it off for good. So, tip number one, stop snacking. Do not snack throughout the day. Again, the research that I shared earlier in today's show is now proving that if you have periods of fasting, it's going to help with your autophagy, help with your fat burning process, help with your leptin levels, your insulin signaling as well. And not spiking your insulin throughout the day is really gonna help. So stop snacking. That's tip number one. Then your body is gonna go into fat burning mode, especially for that stubborn belly fat, which is amazing. Okay, tip number two for belly fat is to eat a good breakfast. So eating a good breakfast, this is when your body and your circadian rhythms are optimized for being able to burn off those calories from food. So eat a good breakfast, ideally higher in protein and healthy fats. And tip number three, how to lose that belly fat is to get outside. One of the things that I want you to do is expose your abdomen to the sunlight. So no matter what that abdomen looks like, it doesn't matter. Expose your abdomen to the sunlight, especially in the early morning hours, but also throughout the day. A little bit of UV, if you can do that at lunchtime, fantastic. This actually now entrains your microbiome with circadian rhythms for optimized digestion. So there you go. I hope you're going to use those tips to your advantage. Okay, we're at quiz time. Yay, we made it. Okay, so remember, we are playing for this week. This is the Vita Detox from our fantastic sponsors at VitaTree. We thank them for letting this show be possible. And we have question number one. And remember, as we go forward now with Health Matters, all of our quiz questions are derived from the same day's show, so from today's show. So you had to be paying attention and you had to tune in from the beginning of the show to be able to get the questions answered correctly. Okay, question number one, true or false? Snacking is good for your blood sugar levels and weight loss. Who has the answer? Put it in the comments really quickly. Scotian's mama. Woohoo! Good job. I think you were the first person. Very good. Plantiful Soul. I love that handle name. Fantastic. Mel Stockdale, good job. Sorry? Blondie Locks on Instagram. Good job. Sweet Jerry, good job. Diva Organic, good job. Sparkles, good job. Stacy's Need, Lee Lou. M. Dexiel, RKK, fantastic. Oh my goodness, everybody's so good. Sorry? Bahich? Yeah, good job. Good job. Sonia has it as well. Arletta has it as well. Good job. And Acacia, good job. Nadia as well. Good job, good job. Oh, that's such a nice comment, Acacia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So thank you to everybody. V. Williams as well. Good job. Thank you. Thank you. Rashida Smith, Tiffany Wildflower. There's so many comments. Sorry if I miss you. Simi Sharma. Did I get that right? Yes, I said it correctly. And forgive my pronunciation. Okay, did everybody get their answers in? Good job, everyone. Okay. The answer is false. Okay, good. So everybody's paying attention. That's good. Okay, here's a little wake-up call. All right. Are we ready? Question number two. Name two good foods for constipation. Two good foods for constipation. And you have to give me two in the same answer, please. Two good foods for constipation. And there's a delay. Okay, here we go. Thank you for all the likes coming in as well. We're almost at 20K likes. That's awesome. Nice. Funny Ones 4. Great. That, I think you're the first. Diva Organic, very quick as well. Good job. Sorry? Yeah. Pamela as well on Instagram. Good job. Good job. RKK, good job. I like that. Liz M. Rock, nice. Laura for Christ, 13, nice. Rashida Smith, good job. Sparkles, shine, yes. Plentiful soul, yes. Panda May, good job. Lovely Stacy 777. Nice. I like that one. You're the first one who said that answer. Bahich, yes, good job as well on Instagram. Blondie Locks has it as well. Acacia, good job. Nadia on YouTube, good job. Oh, Sonia, good job. Virginia and Arletta, all very good. Arletta, nice answers. Arletta's always listening. I love that. Good job on Facebook and on YouTube. Great answers. Peter Vannell as well, good job. And Q-tards, good job on YouTube. V? V Williams. Okay, good. Peaceful Tea as well. Nice, nice. Okay, fantastic job, everyone. JH Human Race, good job. Keith, it's okay. As long as you're participating. Okay, so some of my favorites, the ones that I talked about, figs, dark chocolate, berries, grass-fed butter, seafood, those are the ones that we talked about. Of course, there are a bunch of other foods that help with constipation, but these are my favorites for different reasons and because they are not necessarily gonna compromise your leptin signaling. And eaten seasonally is usually good for all seasons for all people. So thank you. Galami, yes, berries and the chocolate and with the chocolate emoji. I like that answer. Very good. My favorite, as we know. Okay, last and final question for our quiz time. True or false? Heavy metal toxicity can be related to vitiligo. True or false? Who's first? Plantiful Soul, Scotian's Mama, good job. Stacy's Need, nice. Looper, Amos, nice. M. Dextel, Caitlin, Laura for Christ, Simis Sharma, Sweet Jerry, yes. Pamela's as well, nice. Brain Power, thank you for all those likes. 21K likes, wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks for all the new followers as well. I just want to shout that out. Thank you for all the new followers, subscribers. Thank you for tuning in today if it's your first show. And this is the first show of Health Matters, really. B. Williams as well. Nice to see you. Lupe Ramos. Did I say that correctly? Nice. Nice to see you. Bahich has it as well. Good job. Virginia, Sonia, Arletta. Yes, you are correct. Q-tards are people too. Yes. I love that. Nadia, yes. Liz Q, yes, on Instagram. Diva Organic on Instagram. Good job, everyone. Blondie Locks. I like that name, Blondie Locks. Good job. And I think everybody has it correct. Thank you, Brain Power, for all the likes. I see those coming in and everybody else who's tapping that screen. Thank you, everyone. Yes, so everybody got their answers in. Wildflower 760, Cell V Vane, J Human Race, that's okay. The answer was true. Yes, the answer was true. So yes, heavy metal toxicity can be related to vitiligo. If you're just tuning in now, you missed all the questions, you missed the show, all about vitiligo, tinnitus, constipation, burning belly fat. We talked about all of that today, so make sure that you check out the show. It does live now on YouTube, so you can check it out and take your notes. And we had such a great show. So thank you for everybody who tuned in today. Now for more information, remember I talked about that ileocecal valve massage. Check out my video, Ileocecal Valve Massage for Constipation, Diverticulitis, and SIBO. That's a great reference. It's fantastic for doing on children as well as adults. On yourself, you can do it. You can do it on someone else. And I go through the specific technique how to do that. It's really helpful for that constipation. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone. We'll see you next week. And stay on.